Okay, we go through short ideas for Parshat Vayishlach Chanukah with the Divrei Saul Majid, Zchus Yogan Alino, whose Yartzeit is today, Yud Gimel Kislev, and learn Shmizos for Shema for Chai Esetil Basari Tziporo, Chaim Levin Or Yael, and Eta Mashachai Manessa Beso Shechai Yisrael. The first idea comes to us from the Divrei Yisrael. Im Yavo Esav El Amachana Achas Vikov, Aya Machana Nishar Afleita. Yaakov Avinu is strategizing, and he says, split it to two camps, and if Esav comes to hit one camp, at least the other camp will be able to get away. Rav Weimiger Shlita said this beautiful idea a few years back, and we said it in the past, we got to say it again. And the Divrei Yisrael quotes his grandfather, Rechezkel Kushmin, who says, what's the idea coming to tell us? This idea, Esav, we know, is the Yitzhahara. Esav, we know, is the Satan. What's the idea for us to be able to know? Put it back into the Pasuk. If Yitzhahara comes, the Hachas V'Kah, and you're going to lose the battle, and he lost. We lost. You lost. You lost. We did something we shouldn't have done. V'haya machan anishal afleito, don't give up. Don't give up and throw in the towel and throw into atzvos and to sadness and bitterness and depression. Realize that you have so much more to give and just realize that you're just, it was just a battle. Continue on, continue forward. He says, Lamashal, he says, you have a store, you're owner of a store and you see there's some robbers outside. So one of the robbers, you're the only guy in the store. He sends in one of the guys and he takes something, like an iPhone, let's say it's an iPhone store, takes an iPhone, he wants you to chase after him so the rest of the guys can come in and sweep him away. Says the Rav Chatzim of Kushmir, someone who's smart says, close the door, close the blinds, he got what he got, and it's finished. And the Nimshel is very simple. A person loses the battle, don't lose the war. What's the war? The throwing in the towel of the depression and the anger. Person messes up, move on, do tshuva b'simcha, tshuva out of joy. This is what the Divrei Yisrael says. Rak yushi yamacha, nisha lift, lift late, look at what you have left. Hainu lahach shir ma'isim, mikhar laba, mimayil yisuka ma'asha over. He says, look forward, learn from the past. Don't say, oh, I can do what I learn from the past. But do tshuva b'simcha, do tshuva out of joy. Fix your mistakes, but not falling into the depression. That's what the Yitzhar wants. That's what Chanukah is all about. Chanukah is the Yavan. The Yavan, they didn't want us to lose the physical battle. They wanted us to be able to get down on us. It says, no such thing as Kedusha. Give up on yourselves. There's no such thing as V'chadosh Baruch Hu. Yes, there's something of a Seichel of Torah. There's no penimius of a Torah. It's not what it means to be a Jew. Just give up on yourselves. Give up on who you are when you lose the battle. Even when we lose the battle, we don't lose the war. Giving him to the anger and the depression. Adi number two. Adi number two, Yaakov Avinu says to the Rabbono Shel Katonti mikol achasirei mikol amas asher asita avdecha. I'm belittled by all the great kindness and emes that you've done for your servant. What is the lashon of this? The lashon of Katonti, the great Yonatan Rozel, a beautiful song. So he quotes it again, the Divrei Yisrael quotes. Well, the first idea he quotes the Zayda, but here he gives his own idea. What's his lashon of katonti? Shadiyah midas katnus shu zochel lekolze, because he was able to be humble. He says, "Thank you, Rabbanu Shem. Katonti mikol achasadim, mikol mes. The reason I was zochel to all your chasadim is katonti, because the midah vanova you helped me work on katonti. Hainu hamidas katnus he has shorosh mikol achasadim." The greatness that you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, gave me to be able to stay humble and to stay nullified and submitted to you, that is the greatest chesed of everything. And because you helped me be a katan, be humble, then I was zochah to everything else. Katoti mikol chesed mikol mes, pasha pshat is that I'm belittled, I'm so humbled by all your chesed. No, says the Divrei Yisrael. The ultimate chesed, the kindness that you did for me was the katoti, that you helped me stay a balanava. That we think Hashem, that we are able to stay humble and to stay submitted and towards Him, and that's not Chanukah. I don't know what is. The Rama Biyan Ma'atim, the Chashmona Rama Ma'atim. Maybe we could say in Alanishim, the Lashon Ma'atim. What does that mean? Ma'at is that not only were they Ma'at in numbers, but they were Ma'at themselves. As we know, Chazal tell us that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives greatness to the rest of the world. The Gemara in Chulin, Pei Tesam and Alf, the Devi Yisrael quotes in another piece. Amar Alam HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yisrael Choshek Ani Bachem, I want you, and I love you. Shvesha Shani Mashpi Alem Chol B'Gudula, Atem Ma'atim Atzeichem. When I give you greatness, you lower yourselves. Like by Avram Avinu, Vanochi Of, Vanochi Ofar, I'm Mados, Moshe and Aaron, says Vanochi Numa. But the rest of the world, I give them greatness, what do? They become Baalei Gaiva. So our job, says the Devi Yisrael, and quote the Gemara in Chulin, Pei Tes, 89a, is that Rabbono Shem, when Hashem helps us be great, we stay humble. But Yaakov says, "Katonti mikol chasadim." What's the greatest chesed? Is katonti. The greatest chesed is katonti. We have to stay humble, to stay rabban b'yam mi'atim lashon ma'at mematim. We remind ourselves, we submit ourselves to the Baruch Hashem. That is the greatest chesed in the entire world. Adiyah number three. Adiyah number three. Divrei Yisrael. Later on in the parsha, We see that Yaakovinu is fighting until morning, until dusk, fighting off the angel of Esav. Rashi says, "Who saw Shal Esav?" The Medrash says the Divrei Yisrael, "Hakol Kol Yaakov." Right from last week's part, Parshas told us 2 weeks ago. But says the Medrash, "Bata Knesses Ubata Medrashos." That's referring to Kol Yaakov. It's referring to the Kol of our Beis Medrash, the Kol of our learning, the Kol of our davening. And if our Kol is not strong, that's when the Esav get to sweep in. And this is exactly Zeu Sherem Zadors Kasher Vayivas Yaakov Levado. What does it mean? Yaakov was by himself. Below Kailo Sheyakov, but Torah Betfila. Then what happens? He was by himself, which means he didn't have Torah and Tfila. He was thinking about Torah. He was thinking about Tfila on his level. Miyad, immediately. Vayavim Ishimo, the Shashal Esav. Esav sweeps in and attacks him. And says to Vishal, Ad Bias Gol Mitzedek. Ad Osa Shachar refers to coming to Mashiach. This is the way. As long as we're not going to be strong in our Torah and our Tfila, that's when Esav sweeps in. When we want to see anti-Semitism, it's not a time to be able to thinking about, oh, the ADL and Kanye, this and that. No. If we see anti-Semitism, it's a time to be strong in our Torah and our tefillah, says the Divrei Yisrael. If we see the Yadayim de Esav being strong, it means that we're not being strong enough in our Torah and our tefillah. If that's not what Chadik is all about, I know it is. They didn't care about the physical killing, like the Levush tells us. Levush tells us, well, why don't we have a Suda? We don't have a Suda because they didn't want to physically kill us, they want to spiritually kill us. We have to be so strong with our Torah and our tefillah. And if we're not strong, that's when the Yedei Esav, the Medrash says, that's when he comes in. So look back at the pasuk. Vayivaser Yaakov levado. Levado is when Yudada's Torah and Tefillah. Then Yaakov, then Vayavik Ishima, that's when Esav sweeps in. The Kotzke Rebbe, when someone once came to him, what's your advice for your Hasidim about the Yitzhahara? And the Kotzke said, I want them to be so busy with the Yitzhah Tov, they don't have time for the Yitzhahara. That's exactly this Medrash. Let's review these three ideas. The first idea we said, Esav Amachan Azvi, Kol Vayam Machan Nishraf. Later, you're going to lose the battle to Esav Zu Yitzhahara. Don't lose the war. As the Rebbe Kushmir, the Divrei Yisrael's grandfather says, you own a store owner, the guy sends in one of their people to chase you. Don't chase him. You lose the battle. Move on. The tshuva b'simcha mikan olabo lahachshir ma'isa, says the Divrei Yisrael. Fix it by moving on, being strong, and not getting depressed. Beautiful idea. Katonti mikol achaser mikol emes asher sista, says the Divrei Yisrael. Katonti, the fact that I was able to say a katan, that is greater than chesed. That is one of the greatest kindnesses, or the greatest kindness. That is the shorish of it all. That's the Gemara in Chulin in 89a, when Chodesh Baruch says, when I give greatness to the Jewish people, they lower themselves. The rest of the world, and I give greatness, they become Bali Gaiva. The schus of being a katan, and Rama Bayami Atim, as we say in Alanism, being ma'at ourselves, being submitted and humble ourselves to the bonus of the Midah of Anova, is everything, is a shorish for everything. Finally, the third and final idea, Vayivasu Yaakov Levado, what does it mean? Levado without Torah and Tefillah. That's Vayavah Hishimo, the Esav, the Yitzhahar, the rest of the world will trample us if we're not strong in our Torah and our Tefillah. Well, we're strong in our Torah too. The Yitzhar has no chance. If we lose a battle, don't lose the war of sadness and anger, depression and bitterness. Move on to the Tshuva B'Simcha. Idea number two, the understand the Midah of the greatness of humility and humbling ourselves to the Moshe. It's the great Shefa. It's the greatest Bracha, the greatest Shorash and everything. And finally, when we meet that Esav in our lives, we know we have to be strong in our Torah, strong in our Tefillah.